killing is never right. Peace is the only answer.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Нашите предавания предлагат много езици. Моля вижте suprememastertv.com/schedule.
The tea tree's deity draws in the water, the tree of life, to remind humans not to destroy ourselves. And I say it here, genius idea. Yes. I praise the tree deity for the genius idea.
Wow.
Not to destroy ourselves. Yeah, that's what he wants to remind humans.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic Olasese, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. ¿Cómo está usted? Means, how are you in Spanish? One of the official languages of Puerto Rico. My name is Amanda. The lively Puerto Ricans, thank you for devoting your precious time to bringing unity and peace to our planet Earth. The Commonwealth of Puerto Rico is an island archipelago situated in the northeastern Caribbean, approximately 1,600 kilometers or 1,000 miles southeast of Miami, Florida. It consists of the main island of Puerto Rico, plus a few smaller islands such as Mona, Vieques, and Culebra, along with many other uninhabited islands, cays, and atolls. Its lush rainforest, El Leonque National Forest, has a very diverse ecosystem, hosting many unique plants and animals, including the famous coqui tree frog and the Puerto Rican parrot, both of which are endemic to the archipelago. While this tropical paradise is known for its dazzling white sandy beaches and relaxed lifestyle, music, and dance, like the famous salsa, also form a major part of its culture and have long been used to express the energy and vivacity of the Puerto Rican people. One of the traditional dances is called bomba, where the dancers are in charge of the drummer's beat. They decide the tempo and mood of the performance. It's all about inspiring people to dance, drummers to follow, and having a great time. We were glad to share brief glimpses of magnificent Puerto Rico with you, compassionate viewers. We wish you to stay healthy and safe during these uncertain times on our planet. For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world-honored one Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God, Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Laozi, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Qinghai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sent material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Qinghai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Gucci Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Qinghai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving plant-based diet and envisions with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants, Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. In another conference on Thursday, April 15, 2021, our most beloved Supreme Master Qinghai spent precious time to share her love and wisdom, answering some questions that members had on various topics. Today, we are blessed to present the insightful conference entitled The Ten Commandments and Moses and the Ants, Part 2 of 13, On Between Master and Disciples, given in English on April 15, 2021.
Master, in recent news, there is a report about a natural phenomenon in Australia where there is a lake that sometimes creates an image of the tree of life. It happens when the nearby tea trees release their oil into the water, making it dark. Uh-huh. And the lake's drainage channels create a shape that resembles a huge tree of life. There are some really beautiful photos taken and shared on social media. Master, do you know what the meaning of this natural phenomenon is?
You see, most of the trees have some deities that live with the tree, and become the spirit of the tree or the tree spirit, yeah?
Yes.
In many of the Buddhist stories, I don't know if I told you about the spirit of the tree, one time maybe at least. So this tea tree, it has a deity, and this deity is very benevolent. He is using his power, as much power as he has, to draw this tree on the lake using the oil of the tea tree.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
To draw it like that. You can see it's a phenomenon. It's not like a natural thing that the tea tree just oozes out the tree oil, and then it becomes so perfectly drawn, like a painting.
Yes. Yes.
In explicit detail.
Yes. Yes.
So this is to keep warning us. Oh yeah, I have here. The tea tree's deity draws in the water, the tree of life, to remind humans not to destroy ourselves. And I said here, genius idea.
Yes.
I praise the tree deity for the genius idea.
Wow.
not to destroy ourselves. Yeah, that's what he wants to remind humans. Yeah, because we are cutting trees, we are killing animals. The animals are so amazing, so incredibly loving and kind and protective. Almost every day, they all come visiting me, you know, one after another or together. Every day telling me this and that and protecting me no end. Oh, you know, God. Telling me to move now because. Like move to another area now when I'm too busy to look into the matter. They all come and tell me, move now. Oh, sometimes wow. They keep telling me I do not listen. And then at the end, you know, the universal God should tell me, you have half an hour to leave or else. Yeah. And then I remember the birds and the squirrels and other animals, even bees, they come and tell me. They tell me when it's safe, they tell me when it's unsafe for me. Every day I thank them no end. The bees, they came toward me and they just stand still. Have you ever seen a helicopter? They stand still in midair?
Yes, Master.
They do exactly like that. It just stands still right in front of me with the wings balancing and look straight at me and tell me this and that. Yeah. That is when it gets serious, not when they just run around me. And when it's too serious, they just come right in front of me, about 10 centimeters in front of me, not afraid of me, not moving. Just stay right in front of me until they deliver the message.
Wow.
Done. Then they fly away.
It's amazing.
Oh. The bee, even. You understand that?
Yes.
And of course, the spiders and the birds, big and small and whatnot, they all come and protect me a lot all these days. These days, a lot of karma, and I have to keep moving. 4 or 5 times already in just not even 1 month.
Oh.
And with all these, you know, phenomena in front of me, wires and microphone and whatnot, and monitor, big monitors like a television, and many computers, and keyboards, and whatever not, you know it, yeah?
Wow.
My whole table is full of wires and instrument, equipment. It's awfully few centimeters. You understand now?
Yes, ma'am.
Animals, they are our friends.
Yes.
They truly are so kind. I don't know if any human ever worries about me that much and keeps taking care of me that much. I don't do much for the bees, not like, okay, I help them a lot, so they help me. It's not. Sometimes the squirrel comes so near, you know, not afraid of me. And one of them recently, he picked up a banana peel that I threw out in the garden, in the bush to recycle.
Yes.
He came right in front of me, picked up that banana peel and flapped it around like this so that I had to look at him. Because before he kept running up and down the tree and I just ignored him. I'm busy, man. I'm busy, okay? Busy with my work on the desk. And then he picked up the banana peel that I threw yesterday somewhere. And he came and flew, you know, like zoop. Flew up the tree and then whacking the banana peel. Wow. And I thought, you're very funny. I even took a picture of it.
Wow.
Yeah. I sent it to one of your brothers who took care of the photograph. Maybe we can show that. But please cover his eyes like we want to protect privacy, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, when you don't want people to recognize somebody, you put a black band in front of their eyes?
Yes, Master.
Yeah, and put the mask on his nose. Yeah, maybe we have to protect him. Yeah, who knows? I have many photo birds that I don't dare to show you because I don't want people to trap them using the way that I fed them.
Yes.
I told you I feed the birds and all that, but I don't show you the photos. I have the photos, but I don't show you. I ask them if they give permission for me to show their photos on our TV. They say, please not, because it might endanger them. I understand that, so we did not have that. The squirrel, I think nobody hunts them anyway, so you can do it. But put the mask in front for them, okay? Or put the band, a black band, on their eyes, like people do, yeah? When they want to protect people's privacy. Yeah, he used the banana peel to flack around like this forever. And then I said, what are you doing so funny? And he said he wants to tell me things, yeah. And they also came to comfort me also, not only telling me to leave or there's a danger situation because somebody is, stalking me around or some just curious people, even my own people. My life is very, very strange. Even my own people do strange things. Sometimes they have power, in the government and they use it for their own end and very scary sometimes. It's okay when I'm in the public, but I'm in retreat and alone, and I don't feel peaceful if somebody keeps peeping around like that. And lucky I have some animals, they tell me in advance and I leave, yes. Because I don't know what else would happen if I stay, I don't want people to look at me either. And I don't know if they just want to look or there may be other things, complicated stuff. So I had to keep moving, okay, huh? It's not easy to do this. Now this is the first time we try it, and it works, and it's good. Every time you should pray for it to be successful so that my telephone doesn't kaput in the middle of nothing, or instrument don't work, or internet doesn't function like last time, remember?
Yes.
I cannot always run to another place where I prepare another set of computers ready in case this place doesn't work, I have to go to another place, etc. But not every place I can afford like that, okay?
Yes.
Not every place has a double place for me, yeah. So it's very lucky we can do it today. And it's not that I had to hang the curtain and all that. I have to climb the ladder and nail the hook or stuff like that all by myself to hang the curtain. So I don't always have to protect myself from outsiders, but from insiders. From insiders is the worst because they know more than outsiders.
Yes.
But sometimes the level is so low, or they are bad former enemies who came just to cause trouble, just like Devadatta or Judas. You got that? When you're famous and working with the public, you will be always encountering your former enemies. They come to make trouble for you or to ruin you, destroying you. So some presidents, because of that, are having trouble. Some prime ministers also having trouble because of that. If you are alone, then of course the enemies from former life will leave you alone. They also don't know where you are because you are nobody. But if you are in the public eye, then always have to prepare for something that is not favorable to your work and to your life. Understand now?
Yes.
Because you're known. You're well known. You're famous. And then everybody would know you. And the former enemies would also know you. And then they will find a way to find you, to be next to you, near you, to make trouble. Okay? Yeah.
Yes.
Like Buddha with his cousin. Like Jesus with his disciple, Judas, for example. And at that time, Jesus didn't have that many disciples, and he has to work in secret even. All the masters, once they became known, the more they are known, the more trouble they will have from different forces, from different sources of enemies or the negative power. Or you see what I'm saying, yeah?
Yes, master.
We can avoid sometimes, but sometimes maybe not. Lucky I heard that they say in half an hour you have to leave. What if I was busy and I did not even hear that? Because you have to calm down in order to hear the message from inside.
Right.
Yes, Master.
It's just like if you want your email, then you have to be at the computer, yeah?
Yes.
Or Skype or Line or whatever, you have to be there. If you're busy elsewhere and your phone is not working or you forget it's not in your pocket, then you will not see the email or the Line or Skype, whatever message.
Yes, Master.
I'm not always there.
Yes.
I'm sometimes up somewhere else. Or even in this physical world, I'm somewhere else doing something else. Like taking a photograph of the scenery. That took me many hours every time. I had to wait some time for the sun or the wind to calm down or the wind to blow this way so that branch which obstructs my object or the flower is blown on the other side, and then I have to click it quickly.
Wow.
Benevolent viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled The Ten Commandments and Moses and the Ants, Part 2 of 13, All Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May the serenity of nature uplift your spirits and bring you much joy.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Be vegan, make peace.